Good afternoon.
Hey.
Gamblers.
T-Bone.
There you are, gamblers.
This is Bro Bets, a podcast for degenerates by degenerates. After last night, I do want money. I do need money. I had my fucking ass handed to me. I just want to come out and tell everyone, and to be honest, I got fucking crushed last night in NHL, in MLB. Went 2-0 in NBA, though.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out the Warriors. Easy cover.
Easy.
Shout out Houston.
Easy cover. Dang.
Other than that, Major League Baseball sucked. Fucking
tough time of year to pick
Yankees
winners.
Lost. Fucking Houston lost. Can't remember who. It was a bad situation.
There hasn't been enough time in the season for water to find its level yet, so people are playing out of their minds.
MLB is a very stat-driven game.
Mm-hmm.
It's an individual sport as a team, disguised as a team sport.
Okay? Yeah.
Basically. And there's a lot of stats. That's why 60, 70 games in, baseball will be a lot easier to bet than 6 or 7 games.
Little bet.
Agreed.
Little bet.
So let's go through. Were we on the right side last night? Let's go through that real quick, through everyone's bets. We missed the over on Golden State Denver by a fucking point.
How about yeah, that? Fuck me.
Just
what
one
happens
point,
there? 1 point. Fucking.
What happens if KD doesn't
there
get
it
tossed?
Is.
You know,
there it is.
Hey,
Kevin Durant
always
fucking ruins the entire thing.
Yeah.
That's the basketball god saying, yeah. Fuck you.
Yes. Like I said, Golden State was an easy cover. Fucking Mariners, 2-1, late win.
Boom,
nice
baby.
There. Gorms. Talked about the Coyotes. Colorado was an easy one. Kansas City Royals, 5-4-10. That's a tough one, Todd.
Yeah, lost that one late.
That's
extra
right.
Innings. Yeah.
And then Nashville covered in the end. We knew Buffalo. Buffalo had won 3 out of 20, so that was
that's
a nice
a good
one.
Pull on my Predators. But by the way, Greg Popovich and the rest of the San Antonio Spurs, if you're listening, should be embarrassed. You should. Pop, talk to your team about embarrassment.
Atlanta's playing a tough brand of basketball right now.
They had to cover 9.5. They cover 6. It's like you're the Spurs, Pop.
Well, they're back on the schedule tonight. Maybe you'll have an opportunity to go the other way against them
tonight.
Tony,
sun's shining this morning, and,
sun is shining
and games are on the board, so we're good.
Nice out today. Got a whole new slate.
This is where we bounce back.
That's the best thing
because we got to. Because if we don't, I'll show up next week, 2 broken thumbs.
And, Tony, what did I say about an hour ago? I don't know what it is about today. I don't know.
Jeffrey feels good.
I can't put my finger on it. I usually don't come in here doing backflips and cartwheels.
All right.
But today, I'm kind of fired up. I think we're looking
good.
I feel good
because I'm not touching NHL or Major League Baseball.
There you go.
I'm going to stick to the NBA, stick to what you know. You know what? That's what this fucking show does.
Yeah.
You want to please the listeners, so you want to talk about every single sport that's going on.
You
that
get greedy,
day.
Tony. You
but at the bottom line, greedy. We're about making money.
Yeah. Correct. We're about making money.
Smart money, boys.
So today I won't be giving out any MLB picks.
Good
but
man.
I'll give out some interesting stats on the MLB.
Okay. Okay.
You take that and run with it however you please.
I like to do it. I call that toe in the water. I'm looking
just
at this
toe
game.
Toe in the water.
That's
okay.
It. Just kind of test her out.
So let's start with the NBA. I know Todd and I are on a couple of the same picks. So I want to start with Jeffrey Gorman.
Let's go. I'm going.
Mr. Bro man himself.
We are.
Oh,
yeah.
Before we get into that.
Yes.
My bad. We had a little discrepancy, by the way. Mybookie.ag promo code. Apparently, we're South African. Apparently, it's code Brew, Brew, Brew. So BRU, BRU, BRU.
Yeah.
How does that happen?
We had some people trying to use our code. Apparently, bro doesn't work. Apparently, this is a South African gambling podcast.
Brew,
so,
brew, brew.
So promo code brew, brew, brew.
It's good, brew.
BRU, BRU, BRU. We'll try to get that changed.
What are we betting rugby now?
We can. I mean, I'm not against it.
You know, it's South African.
Mybookie.ag promo code brew, brew, brew. 50% deposit bonus on your first deposit up to $1,000.
Let's get that fixed.
Are the All Blacks playing today?
If that doesn't work, just fucking tag us in my bookie. We'll get it figured out. That's just classic us. Gorms, go NBA.
All right, here we go. Denver on the plane trip.
Okay.
Back home, San Antonio on the plane trip to Denver.
Both on back to backs.
Yes, both on back to backs. I like Denver, second best team in the West. San Antonio, you're San Antonio. You're lacking superstars.
Yes.
And I know I'm talking to you, you know, LaMarcus Aldridge and DeRozan, but you're lacking one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like Denver tonight to say, hey, we're here. Malone, the coach, I like the guy. Covering 5.5 against San Antonio, coming off a mediocre win last night, but a win's a win.
Looking for the Nugs to bounce back.
I am at in Denver.
Here's look for a close game throughout, and then Maybe the altitude on a back-to-back gets the Spurs
late. I don't care what you say. It affects athletes. It affects athletes.
Because normally they're very good on a second game of a back-to-back, but they're at altitude, and that's going to fuck.
And they're away. Yeah. And they're also away, and the Spurs are not a great away against the spread team.
Hey, they're sucking air for a little bit of that game. Normally they wouldn't. So I'm taking Denver -5.5 against San Antonio. And believe it or not, I'm going in over in Portland, Memphis. I'm going to Trendy Todd's book right here. The total is over in 12 of the last 13 home games.
All right.
For Portland. They are taking on Memphis, who is dinged up, but they can't score the ball. Michael Conley, I need you tonight. Mm-hmm. That is at 215. Portland, Memphis, over.
Memphis, a good defensive team. Much better defensive team at home, though, than they are on the road, as a lot of teams are. That's where I'm going first tonight. I am going to Detroit.
Get away.
And this is strictly if Blake plays.
We're monitoring.
Which I think he is playing because the line has jumped from 1.5 to 3.5 this morning.
I believe he is too, seeing that.
So that makes me think that Detroit is getting Blake Griffin tonight. I got him at -2. See if the line went up to 3.5, I assume it's going to come back down a little bit with Pacers action. But the Pacers won their two home games in this matchup. Pistons have won their one home game in this matchup. Detroit has covered 11 straight at home, while the Pacers are 5-16 in their last 21 on the road against the spread. We've said it many, many times on this show. Pacers, really good at home, really bad on the road against the Pistons, who are also really good at home and possibly getting Blake back. I like the Pistons -2 here.
Yep.
I
agree with that, okay. But also, even more than that, I like the over at 205.
Okay.
0.5.
I got a question for when you get a minute, Todd.
Okay. Just know that the over is covered in all three meetings with these teams this year. They scored a total of 213 points on Monday, 222 points in February, 213 points in December.
So the total's always been low for these two teams.
Yes.
Which helps them go over.
Yes. And at 205.5.
That's a low
total. This is an easy cover. This is the lowest total line yet.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a gimme for me. I get it. Wesley Matthews is hurt for the Pacers. But if you watched the last home game against Detroit, they played better without him.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I look for this to be an easy cover in the over.
So they scored. They played.
Especially because we think Blake's going to
be. They played on the first, which was Monday, and they scored 113. So that was an easy over there. Hopefully the same thing happens here.
Yeah, I believe it.
Well, hold on, Tony. Tony Stats came through with a great network of information.
What do we got?
When it comes to Detroit and Indiana on this thing. So my question to you, Todd, is, and I'm not being an asshole here. I'm being serious. Would you bet against the Pacers in the regular season? I'm being serious.
I have, yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
I'm not being that guy because I'm that same way with my teams in hockey and I do that.
In fact, if I knew 100% Blake was coming back, I would have taken the bet
early.
But the over is just an easier cover for me.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Gotcha.
For me personally.
Yeah, I mean that's what I do here. Yeah. I give stats.
No, I know. I was curious on Todd's end of it because you came with great stats, and everything points to the Pistons' way tonight, covering against a team that's going on the road.
I would say Boston Connor is 100% full homer.
Full homer.
Mm-hmm. With bets.
Gotcha.
Todd is 50%.
Yeah, I'm more pro money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if I see a chance to go against them, I have no problem.
I refuse to bet on the Penguins. Or the Steelers.
You won't. You'll stay away, right?
I will not touch them because you can't bet with your heart. Gotta bet with your head.
Yeah.
But I do have a tendency to fade the Pirates because I've grown up with them losing a lot. So I tended, just like I did the other day with St. I took St. Louis over them. First baseball win of the year. So my second NBA game of the day is the Jazz -10.
Oh, okay.
I'm with you on that.
To Phoenix. Okay. They have won by 33. 17 and 28 against the Suns. All those more than 10 points, Jeff.
Gotcha.
They have won 9 out of their last 10. Suns have won 2 out of their last 10. The Suns are just bad.
Yeah,
and
something
the Jazz
adds up.
Are good.
Yeah, DeAndre Ayton's out.
DeAndre Ayton's out.
It's going to be another blowout.
Booker will go for 60 again.
Yeah, which is fine because they lose by 30 every time Booker goes for 60.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm going with the Jazz there.
Great.
Todd, you're with me. Do you have any other reasoning?
No, absolutely the same reasoning.
Okay. I'm also going Clippers. They're getting 1 at home right now
against
the Rockets.
This is a tough one.
Well, let me speak.
I know. I'm sniffing.
Clippers are 2-0 against the Rockets this year. Well, that actually scares me a little bit. It's hard to beat a team 3 times a year.
Sure.
Both of these teams won 8 out of 10. Clips last two games, or they lost two games all of March. So they're a hot team coming in. Houston is on a back-to-back. Houston is 9-15 as away favorites against the spread, and 16-22 overall as an away team against the spread.
That's the stat.
So I'm leaning just to a hot Clippers team at home. Houston's off a back-to-back. Houston not as good on the road. And that's why I'm taking the Clips.
Yeah, and I think you said, did you say Clippers? You know, they've won
two in
both
a row?
Games straight up.
Yeah.
I said they only lost two games in March. The Clippers did. One was against the Bucks, and I can't remember who the other one was against. So,
but that stat of beating the Rockets twice this year, and this will be a hat trick sweep. Yeah.
It scares me a little bit. Also, since Houston did look really, really good last night against Sacramento, but that's also against Sacramento, and I believe Houston hit like 20 some fucking threes. So hopefully they don't fall tonight.
Unconscious.
And then my last pick, a little Jeffrey Gorman toe in the water.
Go ahead.
Is the Charlotte Hornets -3 versus New Orleans. And it's for no other reason than New Orleans is terrible. And Charlotte still has a very small, small chance of sneaking
and
in that
8 spot.
And
it's still basically March. I mean, let's be honest. Basically, it's March.
I mean, the tournament's not over, Kemba Walker. You can still bet with Kemba. New Orleans is just terrible. So I'm going against them, and that's just how that's going. Todd, do you have any other NBA picks?
Just one more to add to that. We talked about the Spurs being on the road at Denver. I like the under there at 213.
Okay. I like that.
These two teams have met three times this year, and they're yet to cover the over.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've scored a total of 224, I think, in their last meeting, but this was in San Antonio. They scored a total of 201 and 207 in the other two matchups. So this, to me, is an easy cover. We talked about it, both coming off second game of back-to-back.
Yep.
The Spurs have to play in altitude. I think it's going to be a very poor, shitty night for them. Low score.
I never know how to play the over-under on two teams that are on back-to-backs, because on one side, they're not going to have the legs, so the shots might not be falling.
Yeah.
But they're also not going to have the legs to play defense.
Correct.
So that's just... I'm not saying to go against you at all. I'm just saying that's how my brain works.
Mainly, I put the emphasis on that they've played three times. They've not covered the over yet.
Correct. Right? Yeah. It's a good stat, just like your Pacers and Pistons over.
Good trend, Todd.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Jeffrey. Those are our NBA picks. I believe, did Nikki Skates send you picks in for NHL?
He surfaced. He sent up a flare from the road and said, hey, I'm here. I got a parlay tonight in
our
NHL.
Our NHL savior.
Three games on the docket tonight.
Yeah, it's a small docket tonight.
So he will take the two road games.
Okay.
Our own Nick Meraldo taking the Calgary Flames on the road against the Anaheim Ducks.
Mm-hmm.
The St. Louis Blues on the road at Chicago.
Okay.
Taking both road teams there. And I believe St. Louis is in the plus on that side. Flames are minus on the road like that. So... couple of good teams, couple of playoff teams, playing a couple of not so good teams late in the year. Nick Meraldo's double parlay again, play at Flames, St. Louis Blues.
He's using the same strategy that I used last night, playoff teams versus fucking terrible teams who hopefully tonight it works out better. They could take out the fucking trash. God damn it.
Come on, Cream. Rise to the top, will you please?
Seriously. Like, I don't understand. And then last night the Pens have a chance to just clinch. They have a clinch the playoff spot. And they lost to the fucking Red Wings, I guess, who have won six straight. Yeah. Watch out for the Red Wings. They've won six straight.
How about that?
Is that all for NHL picks today?
Yeah.
All right. Does anybody – I know Gorms has one MLB pick.
I'm taking a dip. I'm just taking a dip. I'm going to go up to my knees into the water.
Okay.
I'm going to see how the temperature is.
Okay.
And I'm going to the Bronx.
All right.
And I like the Yankees. It's a 4:05 first pitch start.
Too.
They lost that game, in a fashion that the guy got his first major league hit in the bottom of the eighth off of Aldis Chapman.
Yep, that's just what things that happen.
Shelby on the Miller road, runs. his first MLB hit against Aldis Chapman brought in two runs. Tigers win.
Mm-hmm.
Not happening today. 4:05 first pitch start. I like the Yankees at home to get back on track.
Okay, so I said I wasn't taking any MLB games today. I might be. On the side, but I'm not telling anyone what my fucking MLB picks are today. It's just not happening.
Smart.
Tony!
It's just not happening. Let me rattle off just some trends so far early in the season. Like we said earlier, it's only 7-8 games in for teams, sometimes just 4 games for teams. So take these with a grain of salt.
By the way, Mariners not on the road. They're not playing tonight, so you can't bet the Mariners, because I wouldn't admit it if they were playing.
Under teams that are under.
Okay.
Toronto 5-1 to the unders. The Giants 5-1. Houston 5-1. Oakland 7-1. The Angels 6-0. Detroit 6-0. Tampa 6-0. Cincy 4-0.
Oof.
Those have all been under teams. Okay, we got some over teams. The Diamondbacks 6-0. The Dodgers have been Dodgers are 5-1, Miami 4-1, Mets 4-1, Texas 4-1. Those are all to the over.
Nice.
Okay.
Now where are you going? You got 50 on one side and 50 on the other, Tony.
That Reds Brewers game, they haven't covered yet. They haven't hit 8 points yet. I think that's where it's at. Castillo's on the mound for the Reds.
You're thinking Reds or?
I'm thinking under.
Okay.
In that game.
And then just some run teams that have been good so far. To the run line. Philly's been 4-0, Seattle 7-1, Tampa's 5-1, Baltimore 4-1, St. Louis 4-1, Mets 4-1, the Rangers 4-1.
Baltimore 4-1.
That's just the run line.
I know, but that's still they're a Triple A team.
Teams that have been fucking trash. Yes, Baltimore's supposed to win 60 games maybe this year.
Right.
To the run line, Boston 0-6.
Ooh.
The Nationals 0-4.
Ouch.
Which I would have looked at that last night. Houston 1-5. Cubs 1-3. White Sox 1-3. Atlanta 1-3.
Good team. Those I know. Last four that you mentioned. Those are
correct.
Good teams.
They're supposed to be. And I know. When you bet them early in the season and they play this fucking bad, it's terrible for your wallet. So I just wanted to get some of those stats out real quick since we weren't giving out picks for MLB today. Just some over-unders, who's the best team's been, and then the best teams versus the run line and the worst teams against the run line. So those are our picks today.
I like Tony Stats, by the way. I wish he'd come by more often.
That's helpful. That's helpful.
Tony right Stats.
If you're a guy who insists that you're going to bet on Major League Baseball, you might as well be armed with that knowledge.
Correct. That's what we are, a knowledge show. We're not really yes, we give out picks, but we give out picks with knowledge. We're more of a knowledge show than just a handing out pick show. And if you just look at our action network and you judge us based off of that, and I get a fucking tweet from you about it, and you didn't listen to the show, you could go fuck yourself.
Oh, Tony!
Okay. And I also need to stop saying, with that being said.
I know, Tony. I wasn't going to say anything, but you rattled off about four or five of them yesterday.
I know. It was Monday. I was still in a fog from the weekend. It was my birthday. Actually, yesterday was Tuesday, so I have no excuses.
With that being said, was Tuesday.
How about keeping all that in mind.
Keeping all that in mind is a good one.
Yeah,
with that being said,
hey, you want to know why I bring that up?
Moving forward.
Really quick, I was on radio at Fox, and I had a guy call me from L.A.,
uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, bro, we're a couple months in right now. Quit saying, with that being said.
Oh, so you had it too.
It literally came to me. The boss man, the suit from L.A.
It's a good
said,
segue.
Love your show. Just do me a favor. Quit saying, with that being said.
It's one of my favorite things
to
say,
obviously. So I was kind of giggling when I heard it the other
day. But I will pay attention to that. I appreciate the listener who did point that out because that is constructive criticism that I will take. Our cuppy of coffee a day parlay.
Let's go.
Who Todd does not feel good about today. Gorms.
I feel great.
Feels great.
I really do.
Which might be a good
Just
sign.
Just telling you, I got a little extra pep in my step and everybody's smiling, saying hi to everybody, the sun shining. It's
it
a good day for us.
A great day. Detroit Pistons, you could have got them anywhere from -1.5 to currently -3.5. If I were you, I would wait. I think that number's going to come back down. I would assume so. It was just my guess. Denver Nuggets, -5 against the Spurs.
Let's go.
At altitude, both teams on back-to-backs. Grizzlies, Portland, over 215, Todd. That's your pick.
No.
Nope.
That's Gorms' pick.
Yep. 12. They covered the over in 12 of the last 13 in Portland.
Gorms is not normally an over-under guy.
No, not
so
at all.
That's why I assumed it was Todd. Clippers, +1. That's Todd and I. The Hornets, -3. Little dip your toe just because fucking New Orleans is terrible.
Check out the temperature.
Jazz, -10 against the Suns. Suns are terrible. Pacers, Detroit, over 205. That one's Todd. Spurs, Denver, under 213. That one's Todd. And then our two picks from Nikki Skates. Flames, moneyline, -165. Blues, moneyline, -145. That cup of coffee a day parlay is $5 to win. Anyone want to guess?
I'm going to go
$2,250.
I'm going to go $3,180.
Not bad, Todd. Todd wins today $2,389.
Let's go, boys.
To win $2,389.
Feeling good about this.
After some stumbles early in the week, not bad. We were 4-6 both days. So, and we've been playing some positive numbers.
Sure.
And we tried our hand at baseball early. You know what I mean? We were kind of just taking shots.
I mean, we went at baseball and hockey when our baseball and hockey guys weren't here.
We did.
Probably not a bad phenomenal idea.
But we learn, we adapt, we evolve.
With that being said,
let's hear it, Tony.
I wish everyone tonight.
Yes.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
Pay him. pay that man his money.